Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. While Penny was away from home for a meeting with the mysterious and sinister Mr. Blake, Carrie Carlton, Penny's wealthy employer, came to the Gibbs home to see Nora Williams and find out who took the $2,000. Next morning at the farm, Mr. Williams is telling Freddie about it.
It was the strangest thing, Freddie. Nora said she was frightened half to death.
Nora shouldn't let that old woman scare her, Mr. Williams. Hey, how'd you know that the Carlton dame came to Gibbsy's house last night?
Oh, I was up at the general store last night and thought I'd phone Nora and say hello. Nora said Mrs. Carlton just left.
Oh, so that rich old dame actually came to Penny's house, huh?
Yeah.
What was she trying to do? Find out how the other half lives?
No, she wanted to find out who took that $2,000 away from Miss Gibbs.
Uh-oh.
And Nora told her, of course.
That's just why I said uh-oh. I figured the kid would open her yap.
Well, don't worry, son. We'll all stand by if there's trouble.
No, you won't, Mr. Williams. I pull that dumb stunt all by myself. And I'll get out of this jam all by myself, too.
Well, that might not be possible.
I'll figure something.
Well, let's not start worrying about getting out of trouble yet. Nora was pleasantly surprised at Mrs. Carlton's attitude. She didn't seem at all angry about the money. That's what's so strange about it.
Yeah? Well, maybe old lady Carlton ain't the kind that shows how sore she is. Maybe she's the kind that sizzles inside until she gets to the busting point, and then you gotta look out.
Well, that may be, but let's not worry about it until we have to. We have something else to think about at the moment. Returning that $2,000.
We got more than that to bother about, Mr. Williams. We gotta figure a way to make Gibbsy take the dough after we get it.
Well, you leave that to me. The main thing is to get $2,000 together and in a hurry. Miss Gibbs didn't need it last night, I understand.
No, we were pretty lucky there. But she's going to need it in a couple of days, I think. She's seeing old lady Carlton again this morning, and I guess that's what it's about.
Well, let's see. Your friend Johnny Keith has $500, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I sure hate taking dough from him. It'd be a whole lot better if we could scrape the dough together ourselves.
Yeah, it would be a lot better, but can we do it?
I don't know. We can start with Prof. Rogers' $800.
You don't mind taking money from him?
No, that seems to be okay. After all, he is my uncle, and, well, he sort of feels that he always gives me something. She's sort of taken care of me for the last few months, and he does want to do something about that, so this is his chance. And we'll pay him back.
All right. We have his $800 and $300 of our own.
Uh-huh.
We're not in very good shape, son. We're $900 short.
Gonna have to take Mr. Keith's $500, huh?
I don't know where else we'll get it. Or the $400 will be lacking even then.
Well, Mr. Keith says he can still borrow the last $400 for us.
No, Freddie, I don't want him to do that. If any borrowing has to be done, I think we ought to do it.
Yeah. That's just swell. Who's gonna lend me even a busted button?
Well, I should be able to get $400 somewhere.
If $400's all we're worrying about, I guess we're taking Mr. Keith's $500, huh?
You don't want it, do you?
Well, not if we can do without it, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. You go see Miss Gibbs and tell her we'll have the full $2,000 by sometime tomorrow. She can promise Mrs. Carlton that, too.
Hey, you think that's so smart, Mr. Williams? You know, that means we got to dig up 900 clams by tomorrow. Well, how are we going to do that?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea.
And we better not tell Gibbsy to go making no promises to old Lady Carlton, because if Gibbsy don't come through, that Carlton dame is going to probably snap her head off.
But Miss Gibbs will have to promise something and deliver the full amount soon. And anyway, if Miss Gibbs is obligated to return the money soon, we'll have an incentive to work fast. You're sure you can get that 800 from your uncle?
Oh, yeah, sure. The prof wanted to give it to me when we needed the dough for the herd. And then he told me yesterday I could have it to pay Gibbsy back.
All right, then, 900 is all we need.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you go back into town and tell Miss Gibbs she can promise to return the 2,000 to Mrs. Carlton tomorrow.
Okay, Mr. Williams, I'll do it, but somehow I got a feeling that things ain't going to work out as easy as we think. You know, 900 clams is an awful lot to dig up in a little time.
Who's there?
It's me, Gibbsy. Freddie.
Oh, hello, Freddie. Everything all right at the dairy?
Yeah, sure. Just great, Gibbsy. We're starting deliveries on Monday morning.
Oh, good. I had no idea you'd get started so soon.
Well, it was just a case of getting the herd, and then there was nothing else to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
Before long, we're going to have the best and the biggest dairy in Rossville.
Just Rossville, is that all?
Well, in the whole state, but after all, we can't deliver milk to everybody. Least of all, not in two little broken-down trucks.
Well, someday you'll have dozens of trucks.
Yeah, that's the way we figure, too. Say, look, you're seeing old Lady Carlton this morning, ain't you?
Mm-hmm, in a few minutes.
Gibbsy, I got good news for you.
You have?
Mm-hmm. It's about that $2,000 I took away from you.
Oh, Freddie, let's not talk about it. Mrs. Carlton was here last night to see Nora, and Nora told her that you took the money. I'm awfully worried about it.
Well, that's why this is good news, Gibbsy. Me and old man Williams are going to have the two G's for you sometime tomorrow.
Freddie, where are you going to get it? You're not taking money from Johnny Keith, are you?
No, we're not letting him borrow any to give to us neither.
Well, then where are you getting it? You can't borrow on the dairy. The bank has a note on the place already.
Yeah, I know about all that, Gibbsy. But we got all but 900 clams of the 2,000 together now, see? And we're going to have the 900 tomorrow. You can tell old Lady Carlton that she's going to get back her dough.
You have $1,100, Freddie?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday you had only 300. You didn't do anything drastic to get the other 800, did you?
Well, no, Gibbsy. Now, what makes you think I did that?
You know very well what makes me think you did. Freddie, I don't want you getting into any more trouble. Now, don't worry about the 2,000. Let me worry about it.
Let you worry about it? When I'm the jerk that swiped it? Oh, no.
Freddie, please let me handle it my way. You did it your way in the beginning, and look at the mess you got yourself into.
Well, so what? I'm used to that.
Well, it's time you got used to something else. Doing things my way for a change. To thinking before you do anything.
Well, I've been thinking plenty, Gibbsy. And I know that the only way to help you out of this mess and get myself out of it, too, is to scrape up that 2,000 and let you give it back to the Carlton
thing. Well, I know that seems the only way to solve it, but quite obviously Mrs. Carlton has another solution.
Oh, yeah? What's she want to do about it?
I don't know, Freddie, but I intend to find out. I think that's what she wants to see me about this morning.
She figures that I just plain stole the money, huh?
I'm afraid so, Freddie. It's all very strange. I don't understand what she's up to. She refused to let me tell her who took the money, yet she came here last night and asked Nora about it.
Well, I can figure the reason out for that easy. She didn't want you putting the finger on me and feeling bad about it. So she let somebody else do it.
No, Freddie, it's not as simple as that.
Well, I know one thing that's simple, plain and simple. You give old Lady Carlton her 2,000 fish tomorrow and she can't squawk about nothing or nobody.
She can if she wants to, Freddie.
Let her try to get it somewheres when she's got her dough back already.
Freddie, you forget. In this matter, we're in the wrong. Mrs. Carlton's in the right.
Ah.
Whatever she wants to do, she can do, and she usually does what she wants.
You mean whatever money can do, she can do.
Freddie, you have no right to say that. She hasn't bothered you so far. Actually, you know, she could have had you arrested after she spoke to Nora.
Yeah, I know about all that. I really did figure that the joint was going to look like the main room at a policeman's ball last night.
Well, she obviously didn't go to the police. She apparently has other plans.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to wish that she did go to the police.
And that remains to be seen. Well, time to see her, I guess.
You'll tell her that she can have her dough back tomorrow, won't you, Gibbsy? You can tell her all 2,000 clams.
I will if I get the chance, Freddie. But under the circumstances, I'm afraid Mrs. Carlton's going to do most of the talking. About all I'll be able to do is to listen and listen and listen.
Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Carlton.
Come right in, Miss Gibbs. You saw Mr. Blake last night?
Yes, I did.
Sit down. Tell me about it.
Well, I saw Mr. Blake at the...
I said, sit down. Then tell me about it.
Yes, Mrs. Carter.
There. That's better. Now, you saw Mr. Blake at that house in the country, and you were on time?
Exactly on time.
And did he ask for his money?
Yes, he did. And he didn't seem too upset because I didn't have it. I promised I'd give him the $5,000 tonight, though, and he said it was important that I do.
Yes, it's most important. I'm pleased to know our plans aren't completely ruined because you didn't give him the money last night. Did he question your ability to pay him $5,000?
Well, yes, he did, but I think I convinced him I could get that and a lot more when needed.
He didn't ask you where you were getting it, did he?
Not directly.
What do you mean by not directly?
Well, I mean he didn't ask me to name the person who was giving me the money. In fact, he seemed to feel that I was getting the money from a business or bonds or something.
I want him to feel that way about it. It is most important that no one ever know I am giving you this money.
I'll never let anyone know, Mrs. Carton.
You let several of your friends know.
Well, that was an accident.
It was pure carelessness.
Yes, it was, I admit that. I take full blame for the loss of the $2,000.
Oh, do you now? What of this fellow, Freddie Lang?
Well, Freddie didn't realize what he was doing, Mrs. Carter.
I think he did. He needed $2,000 very badly, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So, you say he didn't know what he was doing when he took the money. He knew very well what he was doing. It was a pure and simple thing.
No, he thought the money was mine. He had an idea that I wouldn't need it for a while, so he simply borrowed it out of desperation. Everything he and his friends hoped for would have been lost without that money. Mrs. Carton, he didn't take it for himself, but for them.
For the dairy, you mean?
Yes, for the dairy. You had no idea what wonders that dairy is doing for an almost destitute family, Mrs. Carton. You met the daughter, Nora, last night.
Yes. She's employed in your home?
Well, she takes care of the baby and helps me with the house, but she's more of a companion and a friend than a servant.
And her parents?
All she has is a father. And this dairy is the first thing that he's ever shown the slightest interest in. He's one of those...
I know. There are many like him here in Glen Cove. Only they have money and can afford to be unsuccessful. Miss Gibbs, is this dairy a good dairy?
Oh, it's a wonderful dairy, Mrs. Carton. Of course, they're just getting started. It'll be quite a while before they're really making money.
All good things start in a small way, Miss Gibbs. Tell your young Mr. Lang I will consider the stolen $2,000 as a loan.
Well, Mrs. Carton...
Don't thank me. I shall expect your Mr. Lang to return the money to me at so much a month, and I shall be hard on him if he fails to meet his payments.
So the supposedly cruel Mrs. Carrie Carton is not going to cause trouble because of the $2,000. Why is she being so generous? Is it because she knows of the dangers and troubles that lie in the future for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.